You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Also, at the time that Hashem spoke with us, the mountain was full of smoke. Remember? Yeah, it was Ashan. It was Ashan Hakif Shan. The smoke of the oven. So now the question, obviously, that you have, why do you need the smoke? Why we have to have smoke? Why Hashem wanted us that we see the smoke? Why? What is this smoke good for?
To realize that we need to remove smoke.
Smoke. What are we to do?
To remove smoke from our eyes.
To depart from smoke. What does the smoke represent?
Covering
the eyes.
The materialistic world covering the eyes.
So that means to get away from physicality. That's what you're saying.
No. It means to see the kedusha within physicality, and obviously, and also.
I was lucky about partition, is that what you're saying?
So the partition that's in this world cover our eyes, but we need to...
So if Mamad Har Sinai Hashem rests on the mountain, so obviously it's full of Kiddusha, right? That's why people were not permitted to come close to it. So there should not be any smoke. So what smoke is doing when there is a Kiddusha?
No, there should be smoke.
It should be?
Smoke relates to the sense of smell.
Smoke is a smell? Smoke has a smell?
Yeah.
What type of smoke is talking?
The smoke, when it goes up, like when they do the korbanot, the smoke would go straight up.
Right, but it says, it emphasizes is the smoke of the tanur. In the oven, the smoke...
It's a good smell.
There was no barbecue there.
No, but from an oven, a good smell comes that it relates to...
The smoke has a... Has a smell
can't see
by itself?
You can't see the smoke goes into the eyes, it stings the eyes, it dulls your eyes.
You cannot see when there's a smoke. Right. So then there's a contradiction. At the time of the holy incident that we had, so what was the smoke doing there?
Smoke comes only from when you burn, when you have the wood.
Right.
And the ash.
Yes.
Wood is us. The ash.
We are the wood.
We're the chomer.
Okay. So ash. We have to burn while we have to burn. And that's a good, that's
ash.
A nice chidush.
Yeah. Burn
your tumah and ash is the ash of the
Hashem. Beautiful. Chazak baruch. So far, what do we get now?
The separation.
Separation.
Yes.
What do we have to separate from?
Kedusha.
We have to separate from Kedusha.
Kedusha was separated from Israel.
No, we have to attach ourselves in Kedusha, you mean? No?
Yes.
So what is the smoke doing there? We learned so far that you have to burn the physicality, the chomer, this God. No?
That time was separation because Hashem said don't come even near the mountain.
So if there is already, you don't need the smoke then. If it's there already, so where is the smoke for? Usually, if you're for a committing a forbidden act, so then the warning comes. So if they are dissipated and they're prepared from 3 days before, 3 days they prepared themselves, right? So why didn't they smoke for? Chazak baruch, beautiful. So now this morning, We mentioned that Ribbono Shel Olam Yotzer Or Ubore Choshech. Right?
Yes.
What does that mean? Yotzer Or Ubore Choshech. Remember? Yeah. What does that mean? Yetzira means, Yetzira means to create, form, right, to form light and ubore hoshech. What is ubore hoshech means?
Creates darkness.
So now, which one fits better to say bore or and yotzer hoshech? No? Fits better? Do you understand? I'm sorry? Too complicated?
Well, it's the same actually.
The same?
Yeah.
Yotzer and Livro. What's Beria means? Alfarinesh? To create? So was there to create, or there was nothing there to create? When you say bore, was there any ingredient there or it just was created? Nothing? What is yotzer means? So there was a base? So it's two different things. It's not the same. It's not the same.
From darkness you could create your own light.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice, very nice. Hazak Baruch.
But there is no darkness. If you look negative, then it's darkness. But if you look positive, the darkness becomes light.
Ah, so it says Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. Actually, it had to be the other way around. But here it says Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. So now back to the smoke. So here there's a very beautiful message, and that is that at the Matan Torah Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to realize that in life you ran into lots of smoke. A lot of smoke. Smoke. Not from your car. Yeah. There's a lot of smokes that you ran into. So now your task in life here is that you have to realize that the potential of these smokes are to be transformed to light. Yeah. You turn the smoke to the light. So that's why every morning we remind ourselves, Yotzer Or Ubore Choshech. What does that mean? That means the task is Yetzira. That means you have to bring out light from darkness. Understand? So that means every darkness have a potential to turn to
light.
So that means the more darkness you have,
the more light
you can gain. So that means if you have little darkness, so like this chandelier, it depends from is Holland or from Italy. So how many light bulbs it has? So it's from Czechoslovakia. Yeah. Is it good? Is it good?
126
light. Or 526 light. So then, you see, turn on the switch. Wow. And it reflects to the crystal. Wow. What a light it gives you. So here, that's what exactly at the time of Matan Torah Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. Listen. When you see Ashan, you have to be so joyous because every Ashan has a potential to turn to be turned to big light, big light. So that's why in the morning we say, Yotzer Or, you're listening. So that means that our task here is to transform every darkness to light. It's very interesting that in the time of the counting, actually when we start the Sefer Bamidbar, right? We're getting ready for Chag Shavuot. So when we count every tribe, so then we see the tribe of the Levi, it's a very little population. Isn't that interesting? And not only that, because there were only Sadiqim that stayed in Gedor, in Goshen. They didn't come out, they didn't get involved with all of these things, right? They didn't, you know, make money to sell water and all of these things. But I don't understand. Why come the littlest population among Am Yisrael? It should be the other way around. If there were scholars and they learned Torah and, you know, they stayed in the Mahale, in the ghetto, why they have the such a low number of the population? You understand?
It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Yes, yes, that's true. But stay, where is the fairness? And the answer here is that the only tribe that did not go through Yisurin was Levim. So now, because they didn't go through Yisurin, so then they were the littlest population. So that means they didn't have so much Ashan to deal with. You understand? Yeah, but the other, they're full of Ashanim. So then, Hashem turned everything to the light. So that means, the more Yisurin that one goes through, the more Shefa is going to come from. The more blessing is going to come from. And you see how beautiful thing, the Sheva Levi, there's such a Sadiqim, nothing, just a little bit of population. Happened to be a story. You have time for a story?
Yes.
A gentleman goes to, there's a place, he sees lots of food, fruit, deli, lots of food. So he sits there, and sits there, and sits there. So nobody comes to him. So somebody was passing by there, you know, asking, why are you sitting here? He said, I'm waiting, you know, to be served. He said, no, this is a cafeteria. you have to go pay and pick up the food and sit. So now the question is here is, which is better, to go to a restaurant or go to a cafeteria? Which one you like better?
Cafeteria, get everything you want yourself.
Okay. What's the difference between cafeteria and restaurant?
They get to serve you and you pay less.
Which one?
Cafeteria.
But what's the procedure? When you go to a restaurant, you sit down, right?
Yes.
And then they bring you food, and then you ask for dessert and tea, coffee. Is there anything else after tea and coffee, or that's it?
Cigars.
Ice cream. So then they bring you a little tray and has a little ticket on it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So then you look at it, and then you faint on the floor. So now here, yeah. So now here, the Chacham treats this world as a cafeteria. You take and you pay, but if you take and take and take and take and take, and then they give you the bill in the end, ay ay ay, ay ay ay. You say, why? Then all the things that you ate, going to get it stuck. So, wow, I have to pay so much? Huh? That's how it is. But, you know, fortune is the one. You say, no, I take this, I pay for it. And then you enjoy it. So, you, how do you say? It's going to glue to you? Exactly, yeah. But if you eat and eat and eat, bring the bill, You're going to get a stomachache. Yeah, that's the whole point here is. That Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, yeah, there's Hashem, turn it to light. Yetzer Or, Ubor HaChosh, Yetzirah, Yetzirah after Yetzirah. Yeah, that's how it is. But the Chacham knows, yeah, that's the precision in life. Yeah, Ashan after Ashan, Ashan after Ashan. Then you turn it to bigger light and a bigger light and a bigger light. And you see, it's going to be Nure ala Nur. Nur ala Nur. Yeah. Hashem is like, you know, to be expert. In Yotzer Or. That Hashem is giving Abin Yeshuot, the Sorot of Hashem, the Kol.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.